Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Follow Me, Edmund Gary Credit Repair Show. This is our fourth podcast, and today we're going to start our show off today talking about the best second chance banks in the United States where you've had credit problems, you've been turned down, you go to get a regular bank account, Bank America, Wells Fargo, they pull your credit, they won't even give you a chance. So what I've done is I've done a lot of research. And these are the best second chance banks in the United States to start your credit and start rebuilding your checking account and starting your credit again. And the first bank we're going to address today is an online bank called BBVA. They are online checking accounts. So once again, please follow me, Edmund Gary, here on iHeartRadio. BBVA is an online checking account. They have no hidden fees, no monthly minimums. They have no monthly charge, no fees when you go to an ATM to use your debit card. You get a free debit card with them, and you can open your account with only $25. This is an online checking account, online bank account called BB, V as in Victor, A, online checking bank, where you have no hidden fees, no monthly minimums, no monthly charges. No fees at the ATM when you go to use your debit card. You can open your account with only $25. And this is federally insured just like any other regular bank. The second bank I want to talk about is called the Chime Bank. You've probably been seeing them online on TV. But with the Chime Bank, you can get an online checking and savings account. You can open an account without worrying about a background check from check systems or anything like that. You can get your payroll check 2 days faster. Normally when you get your check on a Friday, you can now get it on a Wednesday with Chime Bank. They also offer free debit Visa card, free online banking, and checks, and no monthly fees. And then this is called Chime, C-H-I-M-E, Chime Bank, where you get your payroll check 2 days faster. Don't have to worry about no background check through check systems. This is another good bank. The third bank we want to discuss today is Ameris Bank, A-M-E-R-I-S Bank. It has the cheapest accounting, free checking account, no monthly fees, no minimum account balance. Where a lot of banks, you got to put in $25. This one has no minimum amount. This is called A-M-E-R, Ameris Bank. And fourth bank I want to discuss today is Associated Credit Union. You can open up your account with Associated Credit Union with only $25, but direct deposit is required. Out of the four banks, they're the only one that charge a monthly fee, which is $9.95, and they also offer you a free debit card. This is Associated Credit Union. You can do them online, or you can find them here in Georgia. It's just by looking them up on the Yellow Pages, you can find out where they're located at. So again, today, what we're discussing today is the best second-chance bank accounts that you can get for when you've had credit problems, you've had bankruptcy, you have a low credit score. You go out here and apply for an account at Wells Fargo. You go out here and apply for an account at Bank of America. And you constantly keep getting turned down and you get tired of that. So again, what I've done is I've researched these banks. And these are four excellent banks. BBVA is the number one. They're online checking. With no hidden fees, no monthly amounts, no monthly charges. And once again, we also have Chime Bank, Ameris Bank, and Associated Credit Union. These are the four best banks, in my opinion, to open up a new account when you had previous credit problems. Again, this is the Edmund Gary Follow Me Credit Repair Show. This is our fourth podcast. We're now on iTunes Radio. You can find us on Apple Podcasts. You can find us on Stitcher Podcasts. But remember, this is the Edmund Gary Follow Me Credit Repair Show coming to you here from iHeartRadio. And we're being featured by Righteous Entertainment. Get your hustle on now with Righteous Entertainment. You can pull us up online by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/RIGHEOUS Righteous Hustle HUSTLEEN. Once again, this is the Edmund Gary Credit Repair Show. follow me as we take a commercial break right now. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We're back from commercial. Again, this is the Edmund Gary Credit Repair Follow Me Show. We call it the Follow Me Edmund Gary Credit Repair Show, coming to you from iHeartRadio. You can also hear us on Apple Podcasts. You can also hear us on iTunes. Again, to listen to us, go to blogtalkradio.com/righteous hustle, HUSTLEEN. That's blogtalkradio/righteous, RIGHTEOUS, hustle, SUHSTLEEN. This is the Edmund Gary Credit Repair Follow Me Show. Follow me. As we get ready to go into talking about how to dispute items on your credit report. Now, what we're getting ready to discuss now is how to dispute items on your credit report. Number one, do not dispute online. Do not order free reports, as we had said last week, which is an honest mistake. Do not order your free reports to do annual reports, freeannualcreditreports.com, because number one, they're just like the credit bureaus. If you want to order your credit reports through www.experian.com. Order your reports. You pay a dollar, you're gonna get your credit score for free, and you have 7 days to decide if you want to stay in it for $20 a month, or you can call them up and say, "Hey, I can't afford this." They'll knock it down to $15 a month. This way, each month, you can monitor your credit. You can pull up your credit by going to www.experian.com. For $1, you can get a free trial. You get all three of your credit reports, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. And if you want to cancel, you can cancel before 7 days. That way you ain't got to pay $20. Tell them you can't afford it. They'll knock it down to $14.95. So for $15, which I think is a real good deal, you can manage your credit each month. And you can know what's going on with your credit report. When disputing, please, like I said, do not dispute online, because that gives the credit bureaus an extra 15 days. Where when you dispute it and you send it in writing, they have 30 days to verify it. And when disputing, please send all of your letters certified and ask for a request for return signature. So this way you know exactly when they got it. So if they didn't, if they don't do a response within 30 days on all three credit bureaus, and you get a response back in 50 days, you can get a lawyer and you can sue them. So they have 30 days by law to investigate any items that you dispute on your credit report. Also, you want to ask the credit bureaus, how did they investigate it? You want to know how they investigate it, so that way you know it was verified. Because a lot of times they'll get your letters and they look like it has a template, and they think it's been done by a credit repair agency, they'll ignore it. So please, when you're writing your letters, do not use templates. Just if you have 5 or 6 accounts you want to dispute, put them one by one on one sheet of paper and tell them exactly what you're disputing. Do not say this, and please, when disputing an item, do not say, "Oh, this account is not mine." What you want to do is dispute, say, "Hey, you want to question that lateness." Make sure you say, "I want to question this. I want to question these 60-day lates. I want to question why you say I have a 90-day late. I want to question why you say the balance." You always want to say you want to question. Do not say this account is not mine. They will totally ignore it and not follow up. So again, with disputing all your items on your credit report, send a certified letter to the credit bureaus. Request a return signature. They have 30 days by law to investigate it. If you do an online dispute, it's 45 days. You're totally messed up. Never, never, never dispute online. Always dispute in one letter. Put all your accounts neatly in a row. And do not never say this account is not mine. Always say, "I question the balance. I question this 30-day late. So this way they have to verify it. Never say this account is not mine. And also remember, when you send your dispute letters to Experian, TransUnion, Equifax, send it in a certified letter, requesting a return signature. So this way you know exactly when they received it, and they have 30 days by law to investigate it. If they come sending it back to you 15 days after 30 days, 45 days, you have the right to get an attorney and sue them. Again, we're talking about disputing items on your credit report. This is the Edmund Gary Follow Me Credit Repair Show coming to you here in Atlanta on iHeartRadio. You can listen to us on blogtalkradio.com. That's BLOG Radio, RADIO, Talk, TALK.com/righteous, RIGHTEOUS, Hustle, HUSTLEEN. That's blogtalkradio.com/righteous hustle. And you can hear us on iHeartRadio. You can hear us on Apple Podcasts. You can also hear us on iTunes. And you also can hear us on Stitcher, STITCHER. Those are the four platforms you can hear us on. Once again, this is the Edmund Gary Follow Me Credit Repair Show, being brought to you by Righteous Entertainment. And once again, like I said, follow me each week, Saturday a.m., 10 a.m. in the morning. Each Saturday at 10 a.m., follow me. We'll be back in 1 minute. Again, this is Edmund Gary back on the Follow Me Edmund Gary Credit Repair Show, being brought to you by iHeartRadio. You can hear us on Apple Podcasts. You can hear us on Stitcher Podcast, STITCHER. You can also hear us on iTunes. And you can also go to blog, blogtalkradio.com/righteous, RIGHTEOUS. Also, HUSTLEEN. That's Blog Talk Radio /righteous hustle, EEN. And this is Edmund Gary. This is our fourth podcast. You can hear us every Saturday at 10 a.m. in the morning, where we're always talking about different items on your credit, how to repair your credit. And right now, we're talking about disputing items on your credit report. You're on the Edmund Gary Follow Me Credit Repair Show. Follow me, and I promise you, we will guide you the right way. Just follow me. And right now, what I want to go ahead and discuss is, like we had gone over last week, 35% of your credit history, 35% of your credit history is based on how you pay. I don't care if your minimum payment is $20, $30. Just make sure you make your payments every month on time, because 35% of your credit score is based on how you pay. 30% of your credit score is based on utilization. This is how you manage your credit. If you have a $2,000 credit limit, that means you do not want to exceed your credit by more than 30%, which is $600. But if you, and realistically, if you want to get, just not have a, well, you could have a 650, 600 score, but if you want to get to 700 score or better, you want to utilize your utilization to be like 1 to 7%. So if you have a $2,000 credit line, you don't want to spend no more than $140 on that. And if you do, you want to pay it off by the end of the month, because that way you keep your utilization low. For people you see with 700, 800 credit scores, that's because their utilization is low. Anything under 30% is where you want to be, but if you can be 1 to 7%, that's the best way to be. So again, remember, 65% of your credit score, 35% is based on how you make your payment, make your minimum payments each month. 30% is based on your utilization, how you handle your credit. If you have a $2,000 credit line, you don't want to exceed that by more than 30%, which is $600. So you have three credit cards. You want to make sure you don't exceed your total credit by more than 30%. And in my opinion, you should only have three credit cards. Visa, MasterCard, Visa, whichever combination. No store cards. Store cards do nothing for you. Waste of time. All you need is three credit cards, and hopefully with the best interest rates. If you have good credit scores, you'll get low interest rates. So three bank credit cards is all I suggest you have. No store cards, period. Now moving on here, we said we got 65% of your credit score already figured out. The other 15%, of which now brings you up to 80% of your credit, is based on how long you've had your account. The longer you've had your account, see where you've been paying on time, the better. 10% is based on mixture, which means if you go out here and you get a car loan or student loan, those are called installment loans because you pay the same amount each month. When you have a Visa or MasterCard, these are revolving cards, and your credit and your balances, your monthly payments can be different depending on what your balance is. These are called revolving cards. You want to have a good mixture. And also, if you want to go out here and you have a mortgage, Visa, MasterCard, installment loan, that is a good mixture. And lastly, the other 10% is based on new credit. When you get new credit, in the beginning, the first 2 or 3 months, it brings your score down. But as you begin to have your account 6 months to a year, whatever you lost in the beginning by opening that new credit, you will now regain. So let's go over this again. 35% of your credit score is based on your payment history. Make sure you make your minimum payments each month. 30% is based on utilization, how you handle your credit. If you have three credit cards out here with 2,000 balances on each one, that's $6,000 in credit. That means you do not want to exceed your credit by more than 30%. It would be $1,800 in all three. But imagine if you could keep your balances to 1-7% on each one. Instead of having a 650 score, you'd be in a 750, 740 and up. And this is where you get the best deals, the lowest interest rates, everything, your life changes. So remember, 100% of your score, 35% is based on your payment history. 30% is based on the utilization, how you manage your credit. 15% is based on how long you've had your credit. 10% is based on a mixture, installment loans like student loans, car loans, revolving accounts like Visa, MasterCard, where your payments change each month. Installment remains the same. And thirdly, if you can get a mortgage, get your home, that is considered a good mixture. And please only have three credit cards. Do not go out here getting store cards with these high interest rates. They do nothing for your credit. And lastly, 10% is based on your new credit. So altogether, 100% of your credit score, remember, your major part of it, 65%, is based on how you pay and how you manage your credit. And once again, this is the Edmund Gary Follow Me Credit Repair Show coming to you here in Atlanta, Georgia. You can listen to us on blogtalkradio.com/righteoushustle. Also, you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, and Stitcher. These are the four platforms you can hear us on. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. The shows generally can be 15 to 30 minutes, depending on the topic. And again, my name is Edmund Gary, the Doctor of Credit. Follow me on the Edmund Gary Credit Repair Show, and we'll be right back with you in 1 minute. And let this song here, Follow Me, take you to break. This is the Edmund Gary Credit Repair Show. We're called Follow Me. We have exactly about 10 minutes left in our show. And once again, I want to go over what we first started on. The best second chance bank accounts when you have no credit, bad credit, and you keep getting turned down by the major banks. No need to do that anymore because we have the banks for you. The number one bank on my list is called BBV, as in Victor, A as in Apple. They are online checking, online bank. They have no hidden fees, no monthly charges, no monthly minimum, no fees when you go to use the ATM. Like most places, you got to pay $3, $2.50. No fees when you use their card. And you can open up your account with them for only $25. You can open up a checking account. This is called BBV, as in Victor, A online checking bank. The number two bank is Chime Bank. Chime Bank offers you online checking and savings. You can open an account with them without worrying about a background check from check systems or getting rejected. Also, you can get your payroll checks here 2 days faster than any other place. Instead of waiting a Friday to get your payroll check, you can get your check 2 days early with them on a Wednesday. They also offer a free debit card. They offer free online banking. And they have no monthly fees. This is my number two bank called Chime Bank. Number three is Ameris Bank, A-M-E-R-I-S. Ameris Bank has the cheapest accounting, free checking, no monthly fee, no minimum account balance, where some of them you have to have 25. There's no minimum account balance with them. And this is called Ameris Bank. And number four is Associated Credit Union. They're here in Georgia. You can also do it online with them. You can open an account with them for only $25. Again, this is Associated Credit Union. They also have direct deposit. Now, they do have a $9.95 monthly fee. They're the only one out of the four that does. They have a free Visa debit card with them, but they're also a very good bank. So, again, the four banks are BBVA Online Checking, number two, Chime Bank, number three, Ameris Bank, number four, Associated Credit Union. And you have to do no check system. When you normally go to a bank and they see the full check system, you get turned down. Like I said, follow me, and I will give you the best advice on credit, banking, and how to dispute items. Right now, this is the Edmund Gary Follow Me Credit Repair Show. I'll be right back as we go to a commercial. Follow me. Once again, we're back. This is the Edmund Gary Follow Me Credit Repair Show. Follow me every week, every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. You can listen to me on Blog Talk Radio / RIGHEOUS Righteous Hustle HUSTLEEN. Again, that's Blog, BLOG, Talk, TLK, Radio, RADIO. blogtalkradio.com / righteous, RIGHTEOUS, hustle, HUSTLEEN. You can pull us right online and listen to us. You can also listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Podcasts, and iTunes Podcasts. This show is being brought to you by iHeartRadio, Righteous Hustle Entertainment. And again, my name is Edmund Carey. I am the Doctor of Credit Repair. And every Saturday, I'm going to try to bring up a new topic, or maybe we may go over some old topics. So that way, when you're going out here trying to get credit, you know the best place to shop for credit. If you're trying to open up a second chance banking account, I have four top banks that I've gone over already. Ameris Bank, BBVA Online Checking Account, Chime Bank, and Associated Credit Union, which is right here in Atlanta. You can go to their physical location here in Atlanta or online. And also, what we've been discussing today is how to dispute items on your credit report. Number one, do not dispute online. Number two, I had said last week, order your credit reports free from annualcreditreport.com. I made a mistake with that. Do not do that because they're just like the credit bureaus. What you want to do is you want to go to www.experian.com, E-X-P-E-R-I-A-N.com. For $1, you get a free trial, $19.95 a month. You can cancel within 7 days if you decide you don't want it. But for $1, you can pull your credit report, get all three credit bureaus, get your credit scores and your credit report. Number one, you can pick up the phone and call them and say, hey, I can't afford $19.95 a month. They'll knock it down to $14.95 a month. So that way you can afford it. I'm afforded every month. So instead of just seeing your credit report once, you can see it monthly. So for $15, $180 a year, you can always have on hand, pull up your credit report, see what's going on with it. Also, when you go out to dispute items, like I said again, do not dispute online. Dispute by certified mail. You want to send your credit reports by certified mail, asking for a return signature. So this way you know exactly when the credit bureaus received your report. And if they received your report and it takes more than 30 days, you have a right to sue them. You can get an attorney and go ahead and sue them. So That's why you always send certified mail, because a lot of times you'll ignore certain things. And also, when writing your credit reports, when disputing your credit reports, do not use a template. Just get you out some paper. Pull it out. Write all your items you want to dispute on that paper and send it in. And also, when disputing your items, never say, this account is not mine. If you see a balance on there that's wrong, question and say, hey, I question this balance. If you see a 30-day late and you know that's not true, say, I question this 30-day late. Please investigate. Also, if you don't want to do your own credit repair, you can get in touch with me here at Edmund Gary, the Doctor of Credit Repair. And for depending on how much you have done, we'll come up with a fee where we can help you repair your credit. But once again, we're talking about disputing items on your credit report. And like we say, when you dispute, make sure you send all letters certified to the credit bureau with a request for return signature. They have 30 days by law to investigate. And also ask the credit bureaus, how do they investigate each item? You have a right per the Fair Credit Reporting Act. So again, when disputing your items, one thing we want to tell you, do not dispute online. It gives them an extra 15 days, 45 days. When you order your order your credit report, go to www.experian.com. Pay that $1. Get a free trial for 7 days. And it's $19.95 a month after that. But if you just say, hey, pick up the phone and call and say, hey, I can't afford this, they'll knock it down to $14.95 a month. So this way, each month, you can monitor your credit, see what's going on with your credit report. And like I said, when you do your credit report, do your dispute letter, get a piece of paper out. If you're disputing 5 accounts, make sure when you go to dispute each account, do not put this is not mine. If the balance is wrong, do a question mark and say, please investigate this balance, question mark. If it says 30 day late, put question mark. Please investigate this. Do not say this account is not mine. And once again, this is items that we want to talk about. Certain things, how to dispute your credit items. Now, also what I want to go over again is 35% of your credit score is based on how you pay. Make sure you make that minimum payment each month. Remember, 30% is based on utilization. How do you handle your credit? You never want to exceed your credit limit by more than 30%. By exceeding it by more than 30%, it's going to bring your credit score down. It looks like you can't handle your credit. 15% of your credit is based on the age of your accounts. 10% is based on the mixture. Mixture means like installment loan. Installment loan, your payment stays the same each month. Revolving accounts like Visa, MasterCard, your payments can change each month depending on your balance. Then 10% is based on new credit. So right there you have 15, 10, 35% of your credit is based on age, mixture, and new credit. But the main part of your credit is the 65%. 35% is based on your payment history. Make sure you make that minimum payment each month. 30% is based on utilization. Please, do not go out here and max your cards out. Even though you may be paying your cards on time each month, if you're maxing out your credit, it's going to bring your score down. So again, today what we discuss is the best second chance banks. Number one, BB, V as in Victor, A. Number two, Chime Bank. Number three, Ameris, A-M-E-R-I-S Bank. These are online banks. Number four, Associated Credit Union, which is right here in Georgia. You can go physically to them or you can go online. But these are four good bank accounts. Where to start for people who have credit problems, bankruptcy, and they don't have to worry about a background check through check system. And lastly, what we want to go over again was 35% of your credit score. It's based on your payment history. 30% is based on your utilization, how you manage your credit. 15% is based on the age of your credit account, how long you've had them. 10% is mixture. You have an installment loan. You have a revolving account, which is like Visa, MasterCard, or mortgage. These are good mixture. And 10% is based on your newest credit. And remember, never to have more than 3 credit cards. Do not go out here and get these store cards. They do nothing for your credit. All they do is hurt your credit. So again, this has been the Edmund Gary Follow Me Credit Repair Show. And once again, this is our fourth broadcast. And we're glad to have you here with us. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. You can listen to us at blogtalkradio.com/righteous, R-I-G-H-T-E-O-U-S, hustle, H-U-S-T-L-E-E-N. or you can go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Podcasts, or iTunes Podcasts. And this show is being brought to you by iHeartRadio. And remember, this is the Doctor of Credit Repair, Edmund Gary. And once again, I thank you for listening to us here. Again, we're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. going over all the newest things in credit, the latest things in credit, and to keep our things going straight. And if you don't want to repair your credit, contact me, the Doctor of Credit, and we'll figure your program, figure your budget out for you. Thank you. This has been the Edmund Gary Follow Me Credit Repair Show. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m. Follow me.